producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
This is going to be a transmission.
Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We knew that they would be coming after the guns in an unprecedented manner in the last year of President Obama's administration. We knew that they would either use real crises to demonize the Second Amendment or produce those crises. And we are now seeing Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, CNN, The Washington Post. I mean, I've got a stack of news today, a stack of news yesterday. We've got a whole bunch of clips where they are saying it's time to take the guns. Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in. After all their denials, we don't want your guns, they keep saying there can't be one more shooting or we've got to take your guns, as if citizens in general are committing these crimes when these crimes are flat, less than 170 people a year die. But they want to project the blame collectively, like they say, you're racist if you don't support Obamacare. We have a special report up on Infowars.com, the title, Obama Wants Your Guns Despite Committing War Crimes in the Middle East that have killed hundreds of thousands of people. Where are they personalizing the people killed by radical jihadists? Where are they personalizing all the people getting raped in Europe by the giant refugee flows? That's in the news today. Where are the personalization stories about all those killed in Mexico and the United States by the Fast and Furious program? Lo and behold, there'll be no coverage of that. And we have the Oregon sheriff where the shooting happened last Thursday saying gun control is not the answer, and residents agree, the L.A. Times accurately reports. You can say what you want about the L.A. Times. They occasionally actually tell the truth. They're like, actually, gun crime's way down, but people think it's up. Actually, the sheriff's being supported. Well, the Bloomberg Group, CNN, and others, and we have the clips, are all saying he should resign right now and basically implying he killed the 10 people when he didn't even have the jurisdiction over the gun-free zone at the state college where they had their own security people. But, you see, it fits the bill of attacking local police, local sheriffs, with the national media projecting they're all a bunch of racist white guys, or even if they're black, you know, they've got some secret racist agenda like Sheriff Clark or the sheriff in Travis County who's a Democrat, but he's black. And he deports like five violent felon illegals a week. Oh my gosh, you can't deport someone that has felonies. He's got to be removed. He's evil. This is a revolution. This is a globalist takeover by every stretch of the imagination. It is tyranny. So, we're going to break all that down. Huge developments with the NATO situation. Warning Russia over incursions into Turkish airspace now. Because the Al-Qaeda forces build up on the Turkish side and on the Iraq side and then inject in to attack. A lot of times getting Turkish artillery support, of course. This is a major military operation, Western run. And Zbigniew Brzezinski saying, let's go ahead and strike Russia. Because, you know, he's got access, the former national security advisor, to the bunkers, I guess, so he thinks he can live through a nuclear war. He just wants to go start wars with Russian allies and invade them with proxy armies. NATO's now saying Russian ground troops are in Syria. Turkey's airspace has been violated again, they say. And yes, there are thousands and thousands of Russian troops reportedly a day now being injected in. This is big. This is big. Russia knows it's going to face a major Saudi NATO counteroffensive. And so it believes it's injecting enough troops in to protect its air force. as it engages the NATO proxy army and NATO mercenaries in what could shape up to be the next big world war.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts, explored, shared, and passed down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
I was trained in firearms. I carried a concealed weapon. I made the determination that if somebody was going to try to take me out, I was going to take them with me.
If I could have gotten 51 votes in the Senate of the United States for an outright ban, picking up every one of them, Mr. and Mrs. America, turn them all in, I would have done it.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We are ruled by a social engineering class that uses our goodwill, our humanity against us. They guilt us into signing on and at least passively acquiescing to their global hegemonic planetary corporate government that is anti-human and that is very close to completing the establishment of a global army, a global tax, and global courts, and global bureaucrats, global political and religious magistrates to carry out the agenda, which is not some Star Trekian kumbaya peace fleet going into space together to help little green men. No, it is a technocracy meant to end humanity as we know it, so the elite can transcend and become gods. I'm not saying they're going to achieve that. That's their cosmology. That's their cult religion. That's what these people believe. It's what they're pushing for. It's their goal. And this transmission is just an ongoing chronicle of humanity fighting against these tyrants and tracking what the tyrants are engaged in so that humanity can begin to get mobilized, organized in defense of human liberty. And I know we'll be successful because as the globalist program unfolds, people will then go back and listen to what we've said, what we've written, what we have exposed, as they're now doing, and will understand that we do have our finger on the global pulse. We do have our finger on the zeitgeist. We do understand how the elite operate. We do know what their end game is, and we know how to stop them. And the future that we're promoting is an open source, free humanity, non-utopia. But it is not a dystopia. It is free will and the great animating contest of liberty. And that's what I stand for. That's what we stand for. That's what the InfoWar is. The truth will set you free, and we are seeking it. We don't have a corner on the truth. We don't have 100% truth, but our hearts are looking for truth. Our souls are pointed at the truth like our North Star. Obviously, we have a giant transmission today. The enemy is launching its attack on humanity on every front. The social attacks on the family, the attacks on world currencies, the attacks on rural communities, the attacks on producers, the attacks on free market, the attacks on small businesses, the attacks on sovereignty. Western world flooded with immigrant populations, put on government payroll immediately to be a destabilization force and to drive down wages. We're seeing religious leaders from Protestant to Catholic to Buddhist to Islamic getting in line with the big banks, calling for one world government, calling for UN control. We're seeing the Pope promote world government. We're seeing the TPP signed and agreed to yesterday, and still the details are secret, but the three sections we've got admit it ends internet freedom as we know it, expands copyright to free speech, creates draconian attacks on whistleblowers, shuts down domestic businesses that aren't in line with global regulations, creates planetary taxes, creates internet taxes, and every other nightmare you can imagine. I mean, it's so over the top, forced GMOs worldwide, forced medical standards worldwide, basically Obamacare worldwide, where insurance companies can break down other people's laws and double and triple charge so they can gouge you on medicine prices. I mean, you want a crony capitalist fascist gang rape wrapped in a big giant communist tortilla, you're getting it. This is a giant, above the law, tax exempt, megacorporation monstrosity. The globalists are launching invasions of almost every sector of northern, eastern, western, and central Africa with Al-Qaeda, western-funded, Saudi Arabian-quarterbacked jihad forces. Then NATO comes in through AFRICOM and takes over in the response to the Al-Qaeda mercenaries who are only the pretext for the West to be there. Even African leaders are saying, we think we're battling Al-Qaeda, then we see it's white mercenaries from AFRICOM, from France, from Germany, from Belgium, from the Netherlands, from England. It's on, folks. Proxy armies have been launched out of Saudi Arabia and Turkey against Libya, against Egypt, against Syria, against Iraq. It is a giant proxy war, starting a Shiite-Sunni civil war worldwide, flooding Asia, flooding Central Europe, Eastern Europe, Southern Russia, Western Europe, the UK, the United States, Canada, Australia, with the actual Sunni refugees of the conflicts that Saudi Arabia started. These are not Shiite. These are not Alawite. These are not Christian refugees. That's now on record. They will use that next phase of the operation to further destabilize the West and then have the security services pretext to come in and really take everybody's liberties. Then they'll do another bait and switch, what they've already done, to announce, oh, the enemy isn't radical Islam, it's the veterans, the gun owners, the conservatives, the libertarians, just as they signed a global agreement a week ago that's gotten almost no press. InfoWars didn't even cover it. Drudge Report linked to Breitbart covering it. That's why it's good that there's other organizations out there, because I can't keep track of how fast this is moving, that a global agreement was signed with, in fact, we bring that out of my stack from yesterday, we have the Justice Department's own announcement. It's not just on Breitbart. This is not just our opinion. Saying we're preparing a UN force with local mayors to be deputized under the UN, under UN speech regulations, to go after right-wing extremists, libertarians, gun owners, veterans, and follow the Homeland Security Guidebook on threats, which again states returning vets, veterans, gun owners, Christians are the enemy. And then all these sheriffs around the country saying, we've got armored vehicles for the American people, for the veterans, for the constitutionalists, for the gun owners. These are quotes. Here's the headline, Obama administration and UN announced global police force to fight extremism in the U.S. And if you read down, they have the quotes, mobilizing the mayors under mutualization, that's UN control. Remember Arnold 5 years ago when he went to the big Copenhagen, Denmark, world government treaty for the carbon tax? And when they couldn't get it passed, he said, that's fine, I will lead the governor association and the mayoral association. He wasn't even governor anymore, but I'm going to organize the mayors mainly to implement carbon taxes. They're now doing it. They're now doing it. This is the beginning of World War IV. But World War IV, because again, the Pentagon, if you read deeply, and you read PNAC as well, Rebuilding America's Defenses and other documents by top think tanks, they call the Cold War, the Middle Eastern Wars, all the other skirmish wars, from the end of Korea right through Vietnam, right up until 9/11, they call that World War III. This is World War IV. It's cyber war. It's currency war. It's soft kill vaccine bio war. It's GMO war. It's economic war. It's open borders immigrant flood war. It is proxy war. It is overthrowing states at an accelerated rate. This is, in their words, look it up, World War IV. We are now in World War IV. And it just hit me before the show today that I've read all their documents. I mean, I've gone over their research. I've covered this before. We talked about the global destabilization program that was coming. This is now it. This is World War IV. And this is why we've said, you know, you can see the ominous storm clouds. You can feel the concern in your gut and your spirit. You can see all the signs. You can see the preparations. You can see it in the world leaders' eyes. Because the globalists that own the mega banks and that own the big central corporations, they run the politicians and the generals. The politicians and the generals just want to go play golf and visit their mistress after work. Some of them want more power, obviously, and they want a global government so that they can be powerful in that next level. And so many of them are very, very evil. But when you get above the people that are the minions and you get to the real controllers, these are very, very, very twisted, very, very committed to evil, very, very wicked, very, very dark people who serve destruction, who serve enslavement. And this is their push. It's biblical. It's not driven by logic. It's driven by a crazed, bloodthirsty, surging satanic power. And that's why everything's coming out, that they keep the Chinese dissidents alive while they harvest their organs. They keep the babies alive while they harvest their organs. They put the baby flavoring in the testing systems for the soft drinks and the food. They put precursor psychotropics in much of the processed food. There's drugs in water, drugs in just everywhere. We're all being drugged. We're being hit. I mean, we are in World War IV, folks. You're living in a hardcore science fiction movie. Cashless society's coming in. Implantable chips to buy and sell. Mass hack attacks, power outages, EMPs, all of it. And it's going to be rolled out incrementally. As we fight them, we may be able to push them back. But you need to understand, They're making their move. They're trying to bring in the Antichrist. They're trying to bring in world government. They're trying to bring their system to the fore. They're trying to give birth. And Christians believe they're supposed to lay down and let the devil be born on earth, and that they're going to get teleported up to heaven. No, you're supposed to resist it.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I'm the president of the largest private news and research network in the world. And I paid for this airtime because I have an important message to the American people. There's a change coming that the government isn't telling you about. This change has deep implications for life in America. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. Thing is, I was right then too. A few years ago, I warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all.
You can watch the video for free right now by going to DollarDanger.com. Again, that's DollarDanger.com.
I want more candy. I want more video games. Why my life?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
And yes, my friends, this is Alex Jones here, broadcasting worldwide. Yes, I am trying to be alarmist. Just like Paul Revere was being alarmist, we are under attack. This is a takeover. Our criminal hijacked government, our occupied government, by globalists, funds radical Islamic jihadists, actual al-Qaeda by name, and tells Russia, how dare you bomb these targets when they're attacking even Russian targets in southern Russia. And then they have the nerve to have the Attorney General with the United Nations announce the launch of Strong Cities Network to strengthen community resilience against violent extremism. And that's the feds doing the ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center's hardcore brainwashing. We have the videos of sheriff's departments and police departments in Austin, Texas, in Kansas City, in other areas where they get up there with straight faces and they're made, the police are made to go sit and listen to the Southern Poverty Law Center and others, and the ADL gives the police chiefs awards and all the rest of it. Even Hollywood stars show up, and they actually badmouth the founding fathers. They badmouth the Second Amendment. They badmouth private property. They sit there and talk about the Tea Party like it's criminal. The most conservative, libertarian, lowest crime rate, salt of the earth, red, white, and blue, 4th of July people. But being 4th of July is illegal now, according to these crooks, because they hate this country. Now, I'm not saying the police that go to these meetings are bad. Most of them hate it. How do you think we get the information? Most police chiefs don't like having to go to it. But if they don't go, they get removed from office. And now the feds are coming in, taking over the local police departments with United Nations guidelines. Remember the UN saying Arpaio should be arrested because he arrests illegals that commit crimes? It's so incredible. You arrest an illegal who was drunk driving. It's unheard of. As if that's anti-Hispanic or anti-Chinese or anti-Eastern European. I don't care if you're Polish, if you're Mexican, if you're Venezuelan, if you're Russian, if you're South African, black or white. You're out drunk driving, blowing, 2.0 or whatever it is, you go to jail. But this is how we've already gone under UN control. They're launching on every front. I used to have like one article a week where they're banning the word mother and father. I get like five a day now. I used to get one article a week where they're tearing out old bathrooms and putting in bathrooms for transgender, or saying this bathroom's now transgender. So you go in the bathroom, I've now gone into them, and you see a woman in the bathroom, and you're like, what the? I don't want to get graphic here, but I'm not super shy, but I don't like being in a bathroom with other men. I kind of, oh, good, this bathroom's empty. You run in there, it's all about messing with us. And now Houston's voting to put in, transgender bathrooms. That's our new GDP, transgender bathrooms. People are like, yeah, these liberals are crazy. They're not crazy. They run the show. They tell us how to talk. They tell us how to live. They tell us what to do. They put hardcore Nazis in charge of Ukraine to murder people en masse. Actual Nazis that Heil Hitler meet with the vice president. Our media says they're good. But then if you're not a Nazi and you oppose Obamacare, they call you a Nazi. See how sick they are? How evil they are? Planned Parenthood, all of it. It's all happening. They're making their move on every front right now, and they're doing it because they were a good 10 years behind schedule for global government. People are opposing it everywhere. GMO's in trouble. Open borders is in trouble. So they know they've got to complete their agenda, and they've got to act like everybody supports it, and basically just run a giant con game on everyone. Gallup says that 69% of Hispanic Americans that are citizens, but also even non-citizens, just polled Hispanics, do not want open borders and don't want more immigration. Because they just left the collapsing third world, they know what's happening. It's more like 85% in other polls. But they claim every Hispanic in America wants an open border, and you're racist if you don't support it. Or you're racist if you don't support Obamacare. Or you're racist if you don't turn your guns in. That's what they say. It's racist white people that want guns. Really? I want everybody to have guns, including criminals, because they're going to have guns anyways. I want zero gun laws, just like we had before 1968. It is absolutely imperative right now, ladies and gentlemen, that we break out of the trance and realize the Republicans aren't conservative, the Democrats aren't liberal, The top echelon is bought and paid for by crooks who have conquered this nation and now want to conquer us individually. 800-259-9231. Do you believe World War IV has begun? 800-259-9231. First-time callers.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide. We the people.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered.
Generals gathered in their masses.
Just like witches at black masses.
Just like witches at black masses.
But it is a big ritual.
Evil minds that plot destruction.
Sorcerers of death's construction.
Sorcerer of death's construction.
In the field.
In the fields of bodies burning.
As the loving liberal global war machine.
As the war machine.
Keeps turning. But here domestically,
death and hatred to mankind.
It's an organized, creeping, soft kill poison.
Where
the globalist spiders creep up in the night and inject their cultural poison, their spiritual poison, their chemical poison, their biological poison, their electromagnetic poison, their aerosol poison. And watch their work as it takes hold and giggles to themselves, because in the dark they are king. politicians hide themselves away. They only started the war, treating us just like pawns in chess. Wait till their judgment day comes. Why should they go out and fight?
Why should they go out to fight?
They leave that to the poor.
They leave that all to the poor.
Or to the robots.
Yeah.
You just turn those off when you're done with them. Takes a little more time to turn off veterans, doesn't it? Decommission them. Put them on the don't treat list. Put them on the death list. Making war just for fun. Wait till their judgment day comes. Yeah. That bassist could write some poetry. All right, let me continue here, ladies and gentlemen. You know, since I mentioned this, I'm just going to save all this news to the second hour and go to your phone calls. And then in the second hour, I'm going to get to this stack on the open borders invasion, this stack dealing with the globalization and federalization of police, the stack on the move to take our guns, that's now, as we knew, full court, the biggest push ever. We're talking about open confiscation, total bans now, Australian style. The ultra-massive news on Russia, the GMO news, weather weapon news, and more. We've got world leaders reacting to the trade agreement. It's not a trade agreement, it's a global government takeover. Russia deliberately targeting CIA-backed rebels in Syria. We're going to get to a lot more coming up. But let me just read these headlines, because this is what could lead to a larger, very, very, very serious conflagration. NATO warns Russia over incursions into Turkish airspace. American officials, you mean globalist occupiers, who call themselves American officials, claim Russia bombing of U.S.-backed Syrian rebels intentional. Russia has a substantial number of troops inside Syria, says NATO Secretary General. Substantial Russian military buildup in Syria taking place. London Independent. Saudi clerics, along with the government, call for jihad against Russia and Syria. Oh, I thought they were against the al-Qaeda people they were paying. Fatwa characterizes Russian effort as Orthodox Christian crusade. Marco Rubio wants U.S. to risk war with Russia over Syria. Isn't that just cute? That is just some of the news on the whole Russia front. TPP will restrict internet, punish whistleblowers. We're going to get into that report. That is coming up. But just to finish up with the global government takeover, the feds, the globalists, the Pentagon, militarized police, give them a bunch of training, some of it good, some of it bad, federal funding, asset forfeiture, seizure, all the rest of it. They know full well cameras proliferate, police acting badly gets out there, the police in many areas act arrogant, circle the wagons, the public has outrage. They use this bubbling revolution to then project it in the controlled media and the Soros-run White House to collectively project it onto all police, period, that are not federal, and make it a class warfare, class envy, Robin Hood scenario. They then glorify the killing of random police in cold blood. That causes the police to further militarize. The feds are there then to give them seminars and training on how to behave and how to act so the feds won't come after them. So it's like breaking someone to make them an informant, to make them an operative. And that whole process is happening right now. It's been going on for decades. I mean, Bill Clinton and the Delta Force paying off local police and narcotics trafficking and just all the rest of it to corrupt them. It's come out so many times, it makes my head spin. The drug war has been used for 30 years to corrupt the police, to pay them off, to get them under full globalist control. Not your average beat cop that's out revenue generating and responding to your house when there's a burglary or whatever, or helping move wrecked vehicles. But the detectives, some of those folks above them, the special task forces, the MJTFs, those are just fabulously corrupt, fabulously evil on average. their testing grounds to find out who from what departments will play ball and play secret agent. And then out of those groups, they're then brought to the international level and basically sheep-dipped into Interpol, the CIA, the FBI, the NSA, Defense Intelligence, or Infopol 9, InfraGuard, clergy response teams, all these shadow spy militia auxiliaries, but they're paid, into the giant private network. You know, Napoleon said men would kill themselves and throw themselves onto swords and run into cannons for little pieces of metal and ribbon. And so now to get those badges of honor, medals are only a couple hundred years old. Before that, your group might get a standard or a battle victory, and then you were just associated with that group. But it was individual pieces of ribbon, you know, trophies, signets, logos, signets to you. And that's what it is now. I mean, these preachers, these police officers, these people, a lot of times they don't even want pay to get that little federal badge, to get that little federal ID, to be given entrance into it. And all they're doing is just getting a giant mass of people that don't even know what's going on to join them. I remember 15 years ago, they were sending Austin police to Japan or to Berlin or to other sister cities to learn about international policing and to help them come here when they want to extradite someone or when we want to extradite someone. Well, that's turning you into an international police officer. And you could argue there's times for that, but then, oh, now you're going to be enforcing UN policy, and the UN or Germany might want to indict someone under international law, and then you're going to come and arrest that person for their speech. This now happens in the UK. This now happens in Canada. And now it's getting ready to start happening here. And they show up, foreign police, with a local liaison, and they take you and put you on a aircraft, and they fly you out of the country. I remember reading in the Washington Post after 9/11, a top general, it's in my film, Masters of Terror. I have a shot in the Washington Post. I said that because I tried to Google it and can't find the article itself, even with the headline now, it's not on the Wayback Machine. And it talks about in the article, we've got to deal with foreign troops and the UN to come into America to battle right-wing extremists and others and help round them up during a collapse. And it said Mexican and Canadian troops are our main groups we're depending on. Then I saw that in a Canadian paper. And then I was sent by Bernadine Smith of the Second Amendment Foundation out in California an entire binder that if somebody can find it in our storage sheds, they get a shiny silver dollar. I've been looking for it for years. I've shown it on air many times. I don't know if somebody walked off with it or what, but the point is all the old news articles back to the 60s promoting this, and a copy of the New York Times from 1937 calling for global government and 10 regions over America, they're the exact regions. Just like you can show Nelson Rockefeller back in the 50s and stuff calling for national health care, and it's exactly the way Obamacare is. Well, yeah, the Republican, Rockefeller Republicans is what they're called. They're the ones that first called for it in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. The Republicans wrote it as a giant screw job. And you tell Democrats that, they go, no, they didn't, no, they didn't, na, 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 boo, boo, I get it free. And then they don't get it free, and they just still don't care. They're that weak-minded. So I'll hit your calls, but I want to just, because I mentioned it, go to Attorney General Loretta E. Lynch announces the launch of the Strong Cities Network at the United Nations. It is clear, reading from her speech, that the challenge of, we ought to just pull this up on C-SPAN and play it. It is clear the challenge of building reliance against violent extremists that they ship into our countries, a challenge that spans vast oceans and borders while impacting our most tightly knit cities and towns, requires a response that is both wide-ranging and highly focused. National governments have a crucial role to play in ensuring the safety and security of the nations they serve, and here in the United States, it's our highest priority. Oh, yes. To protect us. Now let's go to the rest of it. Communities have too often been left isolated and alone. But don't worry, the UN's here to help, folks. Now, again, then they bait and switch and flip it on the gun owners, veterans, and Christians, which they admit. But through the Strong Cities Network, see, they can't get Congress to fully bring in world government, though they had partially so. They're going right to cities with federal funds and the UN. But through the Strong Cities Network that we have unveiled today, how's Bloomberg going after your guns? Through the cities. Carbon taxes to the cities. But through the Strong Cities Network we have unveiled today, we are making the first systematic effort in history to bring together cities around the world to share experiences, to pool resources, that means money, and to forge partnerships outside of state. Where is the legislatures? In order to build local cohesion and reliance on a global scale. Today we tell every city, every town, every community that has lost the flower of its youth to a sea of hatred, talking about shooting. See, this is an anti-gun movement. You are not alone. We stand together, and we stand with you. This is a truly groundbreaking endeavor by connecting municipal leaders, facilitating information sharing. That's with the UN. This is a UN initiative. And providing training and other assistance. This violates so many state and federal laws, folks, to be giving this to multinational groups. But turning your local cops into UN operatives. They don't even know it when they're putting your data in the squad car. In the health department, your health data, just everything. This is, and they're only announcing this now because the TPP allows this and Congress will then certify it. See how this works? Just like Chicago launched Obamacare 1 year before it was passed, exactly as it was finally passed, and other major cities, see? They've already hit the ground running with world government, folks. By connecting municipal leaders, facilitating information sharing, and providing training and other assistance where appropriate, the Strong Cities Network will help to fashion a global response to global issue. They're going to globalize your local city, and not just the police, every function. Without losing sight of its inherently local roots? Oh, of course not. It'll all have lots of local on the packaging. It will offer city leaders a way to learn from another about successful scams they've run, about successful initiatives and procedure and productive programs and money you can get from globalists. It will provide a platform for discussing community policing and preventing strategies that safeguard the individual rights of citizens. That means take citizens' rights, but create social justice movements, overthrow the local government, bring in socialist movements with race war, anti-police activity. This is bring in immigrants, bring in minority groups, forge them into angry, chip-on-the-shoulder groups, but then be political weapons of the NGOs, Battleground, Texas, other groups. I mean, this is total 100% classic sedition, as hardcore as it gets. Let me continue. And it will support the practical delivery of community resilience programs in cities that are taking a new look at the evolving issue. And, of course, the issue is the police being violent, the police being evil, the police being the source of all problems, so that local government can be overthrown by the UN federal initiative. That's what Al Sharpton said. Remember a few months ago he said, we're going to use these shootings to totally federalize the police, close quote. Well, the feds were captured by globalists, so let's translate that to totally globalize, which they say here five times, globalize your local city. I mean, they used to try this in the 90s. They put up a UN flag in Lansing. They put up a UN flag in L.A. People wouldn't believe us when we talk about it on air, even though it was in the local paper. But that's not happening. That's what this is. They go on to say, through your city, we will achieve an alliance of nations as a global community. I'm not even going to read the whole thing anymore. I mean, it just goes on. If you want to know, the administration is deeply committed to ensuring that the Strong Cities Network is as strong, vibrant, and resilient as the cities it unites. And then it just goes on to talk about it. Law enforcement, communities, all of it. This is basically ACORN taking over the police department, taking over the city waterworks, taking over zoning, and just bringing in political correctness and just messing with everyone, stirring up infighting, and then grandstanding over the fighting groups in consortium with the mainstream media and the brainwashing. I mean, it's so unbelievable. I knew it was coming, but it's just over the top. And they're going to give jobs to all these trendies and all these nobodies and all these infighters to help stir stuff up. I'm going to skip this network break so I have more time for your calls. Just this one today. I mean, I know I get up here and I desperately cover this, and I get physically nauseous now because I knew all this was coming. The old-timers were 100% right, but now it's all here. It's so criminal. I'm not kidding. I may throw up, actually. I'm mourning really bad. Right? This is not drama. I can't handle this anymore. I never have panic attacks, and I'm having one right now, folks. I mean, I live in an actual occupied country of criminals. I mean, they actually put cancer viruses in our vaccines. They're poisoning us. They're now going to force it on all of us. They are just totally setting us up for a fall. They hate us. They hate everyone. They are the pure scum. The corporations are going to jack up water prices, power prices. They're going to loot everyone. They're going to hurt everyone. They hate everybody. They are so evil. They are committed to evil. Hold on just a second. You know, I have a lot of empathy, and it'd be like watching some guy with a big pot belly who weighs 300 pounds and a wife beater beat up his 100-pound wife and his little kids. It'd be like watching someone kick a toddler. When I've watched the racial attacks and stuff where a woman's attacked and her baby's attacked and people are laughing about it and people on, you know, World Hip Hop Star or whatever the website is are saying how great it is, I physically get ill because they've turned people into such scum and the empathy's gone and we're just so barbarous and I physically am threatened by the tyranny. My body knows how much trouble and how much danger we're all in. And that nauseous feeling I have is the feeling I have when I had to, you know, growing up in rough areas of Dallas, fight somebody that weighed 100 pounds more than me, and I just automatically start burning and just get nauseous and just, I mean, it's that feeling of about to fight for your life. Where just your arms and your back feels like it's burning. You just, I mean, I can just, and people just don't understand how much attack you're under. You've got to kick in your instincts. You've got to come out of the trance. You've got to understand this is sick. This is criminal. And no wonder Congress won't do anything. They're being blackmailed. They're being threatened. They're being attacked. But we're fighting back. We're getting rid of the speaker. We're trying to get somebody good in. We've got counties and cities attacking. And then all these bullies show up to try to kick this sheriff out where this shooting happened. And they can kick him out because he's pro-gun. They can get rid of everybody. They hate us. They're not going to leave us alone. They're going to shoot cops in the back until they give up and become federalized. And then they're going to stop shooting you in the back. Then they're going to order you to come arrest the patriots. And then all hell's going to break loose. And police know that now. You better tell everybody else that or these people are going to win. Because it's going to start here at the grassroots. It's going to start with bullying local government and taking it over. People know that I take more days off now. I don't take off a lot. I usually do 6 days a week, but I take off maybe one day a week. So I'm still on 5 days a week. I shoot a lot of other reports and stuff. And it's because I physically can't handle this anymore. I mean, I know how real this is. I know how right I am. This is not a joke. It's not a game. It's not fun. It is the takedown of this country. It is pure evil. I mean, are we really this bad? Are we really going to get conquered by absolute criminal trash that's going to start a civil war next phase in this country? I mean, really? Really? Are we really going to be dominated by the likes of these people who've all got chips on their shoulders? See, the globalists created a liberation theology with the so-called minorities, and most people didn't buy into it. Four, once the demographics changed, to have a socialist globalist takeover, using that as the impetus at the local level. And what you see with the war on police and the rest of it is just the beginning of the warm-up and the testing of that. Meanwhile, the globalists hate everybody, no matter what color you are. And it's all a sick, cynical divide and conquer. And that's the issue I'm getting at. You want to talk about identity politics? How about the identity of these children, 55 million of which have been aborted? How about the identity of the troops of every race, color, and creed being put on don't treat death list? You know when they get away with that now for a year and a half that we know of, that they say we could just go all the way. We have been trained by successive approximation to basically put up with anything. And it's only going to get worse the more we lay down. And the biggest thing we've got to do is declare these people the enemy, declare them to be criminals, declare them to be part of a criminal takeover plot. That's why Obama's countering that. Not be afraid of them and say, we understand the great fear is letting you win. We're all done. Everybody. 99% of us are up a creek without a paddle if this thing comes in. And you just got to come to grips with how bad it is and understand it's worse than I'm even saying. It's creeping. It's evil. It's scientific. It's organized. But here's the best part. It's formulaic. Something this big is formulaic, is very rigid. We know the attack profile, the scripts they use for Agenda 21, for their brainwashing, for their county and city takeovers, how their operatives operate, how they act, what they do, how they dangle the grant money. We know them. They can be defeated if they're recognized as the enemy, if they're recognized as the usurpers, as they're recognized as the eugenicists. I'm going to go to break and start the second hour with Jimmy, T.W., Danny, Don, Jim, and others. Please tell your friends and family about the broadcast, because all I am is somebody covering what they're doing out in the open and warning people. So the key is getting other people to become aware of what's happening. And if enough of us understand the program and just don't support it with our dollars, speak out against it and support alternative systems, this thing will fall. You see Obama up there trying to rally his troops. Get out in the streets. Take over your cities. Elect new sheriffs. Take the guns. Sue the gun manufacturers. You know, forward. Get. They're trying to mobilize their armies of idiots. We have to get mobilized and go out and counter them. They've been losing. We're gaining ground. But this is the battle of the bulge, folks, with Jeb Dietrich and the whole nine yards throwing everything they've got us. But they're the bad guys. They're going to lose. They're not going to win. The truth is, they're winning personally in their own personal evil to hurt people and be nasty and be bad. Evil doesn't ever win in the end because it's not designed to. It's designed to eat itself. These people are miserable scum. They hate you because they know you're good. They hate you because you're honorable. They hate you because you're happy. They're projecting their disgust for themselves onto you and just realize it's time to stop caring what they think. Briefly, ladies and gentlemen, we have a lot of really high-quality products that help fund this operation at InfoWarsLife.com. We have 20% off this week on Prostaguard. Just an amazing prostate formula. Just go check it out. It's $15.90. Leading competitors are $25, $35, $40 for something similar. It really is a game changer, totally organic. We have the Liver Cleanse back in stock, and Survival Shield X2 is selling out, but we should get more in about a month. But that game-changing True Nation iodine from the Deep Earth Crystal Source, the cleanest, purest we could get, the cleanest, purest that we know of that anybody else has got. In our quest to find bigger and better supplies of it, we discovered this, and it's just amazing what it's done for myself and my family. You can read the rave reviews at InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And we could do so much more, and I could spend a lot less time trying to raise capital if folks just flood our coffers with money, because we need to be strong. You know, they're strong with our tax money they take. You freely give and get high-quality products back. I'm all about symbiosis. I'm all about give and take. I'm all about win-win. And I know you know that, so thank you for your support. I salute all of you. Go to InfoWarsLife.com or if you spread the word about the broadcast. We'll be back with the second hour of your calls and more.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Most of